Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 489 for Friday, July 24th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were weaker Friday morning, following the losses seen in the Chicago soy complex. Canola values were anywhere from $1 to $3 lower, November down $1.80 at $514.60 per ton. Technical-based selling, signs of easing demand from China, and a large global oilseed supply situation added to the bearish tone. Further downward pressure came from reports of improving weather for crops in Western Canada. Though Canadian canola production is still projected to fall significantly this year due to earlier drought conditions, which kept a firm floor under the market. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was also supportive as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly lower Friday morning. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 5 to 12 cents lower, November down 8.5 cents at $9.72 a bushel. Improving weather conditions for soybean crops in the U.S. Midwest weighed on the market. Signs of slowing demand for U.S. soybeans, as buyers look to South America for their needs, further undermined values. Though uncertainty about the size of the upcoming U.S. crop helped to temper the declines. Corn futures were also weaker as weather conditions have been beneficial for crop development in the U.S. this week, and good weather should continue throughout the rest of the month. Values were anywhere from 5 to 8 cents lower, December down 7.5 cents at $4.06 per bushel. A lack of fresh demand news and the large domestic supply situation were also behind the declines, as was a strong U.S. dollar. Chicago wheat prices were weaker as well, undermined by pressure from the advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest. Values were anywhere from 9 to 10 cents lower, December down 9.5 cents at $5.19 per bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar index was also bearish as it made U.S. wheat less attractive on the export market. Reports of good production prospects for northern U.S. spring wheat crops further weighed on values, though unfavorable conditions for Canadian spring wheat helped to underpin the market. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, July 24th. I'm Taryn Shields.